This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Effigy of Hate.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is the good shit. This is kind of a slow couple weeks.
Yeah.
But this is extremely good.
This is very good. Yeah. I really want to read this story, actually, by Jeff Gillian.
Yep. Regiment of Dread.
Yeah, this is really good. Like, this is so what it is basically Nyarlathotep trying to spread chaos by inviting people to build this effigy of hate that he will manifest as. And like what he appeals to is their like nostalgia for war.
Yes. So, or like their desire for revenge, like,
you know,
the negative emotions that come from war.
Yeah. And so like it starts out just as like a crude statue, and then over the course of several days it eventually turns into an obelisk made of corpses that are all like intertwined, and then at the top there are bat wings that flap, and this summons, basically it forces the people around it to reenact the war.
It can create a cloud, like it flies away at this point.
Yeah,
so it actually flies, like this is some Persona summon ass shit. This like thing, and then it lands and sprays this, you know, this cloud, this mist, that then starts causing people to reenact the war.
Yeah.
And to reenact it, it has these servitors which are dressed up like MASH.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're in MASH. They have little litters, and they have zombies that are dressed up in the uniforms of whatever war the effigy is dedicated to reenact battles.
Mm-hmm. To reenact battles along with the population that's affected by this.
Yes. Yeah. So this is like a thing you do to a town.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have bad memories of a war. Like, mm-hmm. you know, this is something that I can't remember the name of it right now. The city Kurt Vonnegut was in that got bombed.
Oh, Dresden?
Just like, yeah. Dresden. Like, this is something that Kurt Vonnegut does to Dresden after he's had a few too many beers. You know? It's cool. And when it turns into the statue, it does it over the course of several days where it grows a slimy like surface,
mm-hmm.
and under it you can see the corpses developing, and it looks like you know, those back toads, like they're writhing under it.
Yep.
It's fucking incredible.
Yeah. And the corpses are like done up in the uniforms of like the people who died in that battle. So like just imagine the news clippings, like just a sudden outbreak at Appomattox. Wait, you mean where they fought that Civil War battle? I think Appomattox is where they signed the treaty. Fuck.
That's like, you know.
You know.
It's probably been a long time since you've been on that field trip.
Yeah. So. Wait, so Gettysburg, like, it just, like, covered in blood now? Yeah, it just, it was Gettysburg, too. It happened again.
Yep. Yeah, there's just a, on this hill, there's this winged statue. The wings are slowly flapping like a moth.
Oof.
You know, and you can see it for miles around.
Yeah,
you know, you can't really make it out, but it does look like it's shimmering in the sun. It looks wet, like the sun bounces off of it, and then all around it there are just dead, you know, dead people and blood flowing down this hill. Fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And like a lot of you know, in terms of this playing into the game, ex-soldier is a really popular Call of Cthulhu archetype.
Yeah, the the shell-shocked veteran in the 20s.
Yeah, the World War I, like that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. So this is like hook central.
Yeah,
if you have one of those characters in your campaign.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. And also again, this is the flavor of Nyarlathotep that I like. He is like taking advantage of like facts about humans. He understands us and mm-hmm. knows our relationship with the battles of the past, and kind of like uses that to tempt them into inviting more chaos into their world. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. This is phenomenal. I don't necessarily have a good joke on the end of this. Just every once in a while, this book, like, you know, you'll get like five Durlath, like what if a tentacle, you know, phone ins.
Yeah.
And then you'll get something like this. And it's like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
This is why I'm here, baby.
I need to do a search and see what other stuff Jeff Gillian has done, because I have no recollection.
Yeah, I'm curious. I need to buy some more like mythos, you know, adjacent author stuff.
Yeah.
like, you know, compilations and stuff like that. Cause that shit is cool. Like, people taking these ideas and playing with them is extremely works on me.
Yeah.
Did you ever end up reading Mr. Shiny?
No, I've got it in the book, but I've got the Cthulhu 2000 is what that collection's called.
Yeah, baby.
I've got it on Kindle. It's just, you know, it's a little ways down the list. Oh,
you've got Cthulhu 2000 on Kindle.
Hey, Gary, whose voice was that?
Hello, I'm Cole Ross.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.